Well, there's a lot to learn in that scripture, as you can see on the cover of the bulletin today. It's a matter of getting up sometimes, a lot of times, just a matter of getting up. Let us remember that in the first century, in this Jewish religious culture that Jesus was working in, being sick meant something more than just having a cold or a disease, being physically sick. Being sick meant not being clean, not being worthy to enter into sacred places or participate in sacred rituals. Basically, not being able to join into the congregation and the community. If you were sick, and you could be sick in all kinds of ways. All kinds of ways. In fact, if you had been around a funeral in the last few weeks, it took you a number of weeks to be made clean again, according to the Jewish law. And they had all kinds of laws like that, that you had to be cleansed from in order to be made well, to be able to be allowed to participate. So being sick meant something more than just like having a cold. And likewise then, being healed meant something more than just getting over your sickness. Being healed meant being able to become a part of the group again, a part of the congregation, a part of the chosen people. You are welcomed back in again. You are healed and made whole. You are joining the congregation again. So that's really what we're looking at here, being sick and being made well, being healed. Now, I want you to go with me on this because I want to apply a universal and eternal truth to what this story is about. And this story is about laying on a mat for 38 years. That's what the story is really about. Laying on a mat for 38 years. Can you even imagine laying on a mat for 38 years? Don't think too hard. Perhaps we've been doing that. I'm here to tell you this today. I know the church has been doing that. 38 years is just about right, perhaps longer, that this American Christian church that we're a part of has been waiting and waiting for the 60s and 70s to return again. You remember those, some of you? When everybody in the community went to a church on Sunday morning, it was there what everybody did. You were expected to be there. Everybody got up. The whole family went. Nobody said they didn't want to go. You were going. We were going. Everybody was going. Churches exploded, right? And guess what else exploded? The offering plate. So churches started building new buildings, additions, gyms, workout rooms, all kinds of things extra to the church. They enjoyed that time of rapid growth and involvement. But there was a lot more going on there, trust me, with people coming into the church than a spiritual revolution. It was more of a social revolution. It was important in those times for people to belong socially to each other. Clubs, civic clubs, community clubs exploded, right? Leagues, sport leagues exploded, right? All kinds of sewing clubs and bridge clubs exploded, right? All these took off during those days. Bowling leagues, woo, through the roof, through the roof. And now I've been told there's just as many people bowling these days, but nobody joining a league. Don't want to do that. We're not league joiners. We're not club joiners. We're not joiners at all. So here's the message, church. Please, we're not going back to those days. Those days are gone. That ain't going to happen, right? If you think that there's going to be 100 more people in here or 60 more people in here or 20 more people in here, let go of that. Put that in God's hands. That's not why we're here. It never was why we were here. It never was why Jesus came. And Jesus always dealt with small groups against the face of the culture. Jesus never needed a stadium, except those few occasions when he was serving a good meal. He never had to reserve the arenas or the stadiums or the coliseums. He met people in their village, in the town square, for those who wanted to come. Kind of like this. This is how Jesus works. This is the way I propose to you that it should be. The people that are here today have made a choice in their life to come into a house of worship on the day of the Sabbath to worship and praise their God, praise His holy name, to give thanks, and to hear the word preached that would inspire them for the week to come. That's what this is. This is a worship service. That's what this is, right? This isn't what Jesus calls us to, by the way. This is where we come to hear what Jesus calls us to. So I'm preaching to the church today. And I'm saying, those days are gone, so where are we going, church, after you've been laying on your mat for 38 years? With all due respect. Now, let me use another metaphor for you to make this real, all right? Let's go to yoga, because yoga uses a mat. And yoga, did you know? Yoga is very popular, you see. So there we are. There's the church. This pose I call the worshiping every Sunday pose, right? It's one of the more popular poses. It's one of the more common ways we get involved in church. Be sure it's down that mat. Don't get off that mat. But that's what we call worshiping every Sunday. Right? There we are. Been going on for years. 38 maybe or more. Same worship service. You know what I'm saying? Same worship service for 38 years, and they wonder why people stop coming. Seriously. That's it. Don't get off the mat. That's the pose. Just keep the pose. Pose looks good. That's it. There's church. Then we got another pose. We got one, Rich? Oh, yeah, that one. That's what I call Sunday school and classes. Not quite as many people do this pose as do the first one. But they're still loyal. They're still that group of people, that core group, who come to Sunday school and will come to a week class, maybe even a Sunday night class. Never on Friday. Never on Saturday. But they'll come sometimes. That's a little more difficult pose, but they'll do it. Just don't get off the mat. Don't get off the mat, right? That's the Sunday school and classes pose. Then we got another one, right? I'm using my notes here because I'm going to make sure I get these right. Oh, yeah, this one. That's the, you know, sitting pose. We call that one church events for the community. You see, we do things for the community in this church, and many other churches do too. We have ice cream socials, welcome in. We have other events where they're welcome in. During festivals, we welcome people in town. You know, we have people, get this now, people from outside the church are allowed to come into church, right? Don't get off the mat. Don't get off the mat. You know, they can use our restrooms, right? Just be careful. All right. We allow that to happen. We're on that mat. We've been doing that for about 38 years or more, doing that. Have community events and people come into the church. And then we got this one. This is interesting. Oh, no. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. We're standing. We're standing up, church. But we're on the mat. We're still on the mat, but we're standing up. This is where we do some outreach activities. You know, we do a few outreach activities. We go out to people in need and help them. A lot of the stuff in this church and outreach is done one-on-one, I know. A lot of it. There's a whole lot of one-on-one ministry going on. Sometimes we do it by groups and we'll go places, you know, a homeless shelter or something like that, a school, and pack food for the weekend, things like that. But we do some of that. Just never leave the mat. I mean, really, we take the mat with us and we stay on that mat. We're never really thinking, wow, what could this be? What might God have in store for us here? Why are we even here? Nope, just do it. We came onto the mat and we're going to do it. And that's how we think. And that basically, for me, is a history of the church for the last 38 years. Thank you very much. I'm going to market that. I think that sums it up. That's what I got today, all right? But that's not the end of the story, because guess what? We're not that church. Have you noticed? That's my message today. Praise God, 38 years and more is behind us, and we're doing something different. What are we doing? We're rolling up the mat. Have you noticed? Hey, were you downstairs this morning? We got walls coming down. We're finding out we had brick down there we didn't even know about. Isn't that wonderful? We are discovering things about our church that we never even knew because we wouldn't get off the mat. God, when you get off that mat, God's going to surprise you. I'm telling you. God's going to have something new in store for you. God's going to have something new in store for you. You see that? God's going to have something new in store for you. Because you know what's happening here. We're not following the yoga teacher anymore. Praise God, I'm not a yoga teacher. We're not following the pastor anymore. We're And we're not following the moderator anymore. God bless him. Perfect timing for that moderator, right? He is here today so we can talk about it. Right? Do you realize he's cut the board meetings in half? Praise God! I mean, have we lifted that up for celebration yet? The board is meeting half as much, and twice as many things are getting done. I don't know. Maybe a correlation. I know I'm touching some touchy subjects here, but I don't mind. I'm here to preach truth to you. I'm here to preach truth, right? The board meetings weren't a whole lot about Jesus, and what's going on is. That's all I can say. Amen? I just observe and watch. I'm not making any judgments, for God's sake. But God is. And he's seeing what's going on here. And who we're following now is Jesus Christ. Right? And I can tell because people are moving in all kinds of different ways. And it's hard to keep up with it. I don't even know what's going on most of the time. And I don't care. Right? Because it's all good. It's all Jesus. It's the way it should be. Right? We shouldn't be running things by a pastor or a moderator. We should be running things by Jesus Christ. And getting in line and follow him. Right? He's our leader. Jesus is our leader. There's no one to check that. There's no second opinion needed for that. Is there? Do you trust the people of the congregation? Because the Spirit of God, get this, let this sink in. Hey, right there. There we go. Let's get a little riled up. Hey, let this sink in now. The Spirit of God, you know that Holy Spirit? The one that we're supposed to embrace and love on and learn from and be fed by, that Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is with the people of God. That's where the Holy Spirit rests. It always has. It's always been with the people of God. I remember when the Israelites, they wanted a king and they wanted judges and they wanted all that, screwed up the whole movement for thousands of years. The Spirit of God is with the people of God. The people. That's who's leading this church. And you know who the most important component of the population of this church is? Well, they were up here for children's moments. They're leading the church. They're the ones who fill up the vision board. You know? They're the ones who, when we said, do you have any ideas? I mean, we couldn't write them down fast enough. Right? We're all sitting there going, been on a mat for 38 years. I don't know. Get a different color mat? The kids didn't have that problem. They didn't have that problem. Let's get rid of the mat. Right? And let's be a church of Jesus Christ. They've heard enough to know what that might be like. God, the people are leading us. I love that. Oh man. Anyway, we've rolled up. What's the next slide? I think it's my last. Oh yeah, here we go. Now this is where we're at today. This is the picture of where the church is at today. The mat's rolled up, and we're on our knees praying about it. Right? And we're getting ready to stand up. And people are standing up, you know, at different times. I mean, there's some already standing. Some already standing and moving. Right? And some are still underneath praying. And that's fine. That's a great place to be. That's a great place to be. But you look at what's going on around here, right? And you can just trust. I'm here to give you good news today. All right? Because I know people are getting nervous. Because getting off the mat is scary. Especially when you've been there as long as we have. Right? But I love it. Because it's what church is supposed to be. Right? Think of what's happening around here. I mean, we got people like actually showing up for Sunday school. Like crowds. Woo! But you know why? That Sunday school got off the mat and created something new. Something that wasn't on the mat. Right? And I can give you example after example of the teens that are moving and acting in this church and where they're going. And, you know, sometimes I feel, don't you feel this way? They're going too fast. Did you ever feel that way? And? Right? We do sometimes, don't we?
Yeah.
It's something we got, you know. We were there 38 years ago when, you know, this started. We love that. We love the church. But we know Jesus is in charge, and that's what gives us our peace, right? That's right. And it's what you've been praying for. Right? I mean, I'm not just going to pick on you, but haven't you been praying for this? And now it's happening? Right? And you're smiling? Right? And you're nervous? And you're a little scared about a couple things that you've heard about? Right? And you're not alone. I mean, that's where we are. Because that's what happens when Jesus moves in your midst. Oh my God, the mat's going away. My little safety mat that I've spent 38 years on, they're rolling it up. And what are we going to do if you don't have the mat? Nobody knows. Nobody knows what we're going to do if we don't have the mat. You see? Well, somebody knows. And that's where we find our peace. Somebody knows. And slowly, in God's time, He's revealing that to people in this congregation. And they're embracing it and lifting it up and getting a group following them, and we're moving. I've never really seen it work like this as well as it's working in this church, where things are moving faster than we would ever have time to have a board meeting to approve them. I love that. I love that. And I think that's part of it. So the board meetings now should just be coming together and celebrating what we did in the last 2 months. And let people go and do what they're doing. I mean, seriously, sister. Have you all seen the website? Well, I've been at 3 churches. And they all had websites that were on the map for 38 years or more. And it's hard to have a website that's 38 years old. Because I'm not sure we got an internet that's old. But they were. That's how old they were. And not only that, but they celebrated our oldness. The website celebrated our mat, right? Have you seen the new Vine Street Christian Church website? How many people have seen it yet? A few? Just off the top of your head, what do you think? It's like 21st century. It's not even on the mat, right? It's beautiful. It's lovely. Why? Because Jesus moved people, right? And they embraced it. And they moved. And things happened. And everybody said, okay, do it. What about the board? No. Anyway, that's what's happening. I just want to let you give you all an update and let you know what's happening. The mat is being rolled up. In God's time, you can trust that, right? The mat's being rolled up. And we're getting up. And we're getting up. And we're starting to walk in a new way. And nobody here really knows what that means definitively, right? I mean, we're going to get a new kitchen. Finally. Right? We're moving in that direction. I know that's just a blessing for so many people who have waited for that. Right? Well, that's happening. That's it. Jesus said, it's time. Get up. Pick up the mat and go. Right? And we're using that as kind of a model. We're getting up and going. But it's all around. So here's what I want you to do. I'm glad I got some visitors here today, too, because they need to hear this. We're just getting up. This is a crucial time for us. We're standing up and we're getting ready to walk. And this is where it can get shaky. This is where we can get scared. This is where we can start to, buckle a little bit and say, let's go back to what's safe. This is too much for me, right? Yeah, I'm losing too much of my 38-year investment. Right? It doesn't feel right. Now I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm sad, right? Let me tell you, that's all human. And that's all okay. Take that to God. Trust God with that. And ask God, help me be a part of where you're taking this church. Help me be a part of where we're going. I don't need any one particular thing out of this. I just want you to be happy, Lord. I want to do your work. I want to help make this your church. I want us to get a whole new mat. But all that's on it is you, right? And we all serve you on your mat. And we can do that. And I'm just going to tell you this right now, because sometimes, I read a lot. And look at churches a lot, right? And I'm telling you, there's a movement underway, not just in the United States, but in the world, to bring Jesus back into the church. I know. It's like we're letting him in the church, to lead the church. I mean, it's an amazing thing, right? But it's happening in all different kinds of churches, in all different ways. We want to be a part of that movement, right? Because that's how Jesus moves. That's how Jesus moves. So, all right? Let's pray. Amen. Lord Jesus, welcome to Vine Street Christian Church, Lord. Today, on this Memorial Day Sunday, we want to dedicate this church to you. We want to claim every single soul sitting in these pews for weeks after weeks to you. We want you to claim their hearts, lift them up, inspire them, lighten their load, show them what a real church of Jesus Christ can be like. Engage them in the process, Lord. Engage them in the process. Help bring their positive spirit to what's happening. Help them relieve their fears and anxieties about the directions we're going, because we can trust it's all in your name. And finally, help the pastor stay out of the way and let you, Lord Jesus Christ, do your work here among us. We pray all this as one congregation, one family of faith, one church of Jesus Christ, in the name of our Lord, Lord of our life, and Savior of the world, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.